Today's reading will be found on page 1082, and it's John 13, verses 34 and 36. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. This is the word of the Lord.
Wonderful, and we're going to invite our lovely friend Anka to the back to the front. She's just been dancing. She's gone. She's had a costume change. She's got the mic on, and she's making her way. Shall we pray for you as you come up? Yeah. Father, we thank you for Anka, and we thank you that she loves you, and that you love her, and that there's an overflow of love happening in her right now that's going to overflow and fill this space. And we thank you for her life, and we thank you that she loves you so much. And we just pray that she'd get us excited about loving you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do I need to unmute? Oh, great, it's on. Good morning. So, I've got a question for you. Who do I belong to? Oh, you already know the answer, everybody. Who do you belong to? Okay, I'm going to encourage you to quickly turn to someone next to you or near you. And if you feel comfortable to do so, ask them this question. Who do you belong to? Now, some of you might say that I belong to Niku, who's just been leading the worship, because we're married. And I might say that Madeline and Reuben belong to us because they are our children. And I might also say that I belong to my parents, even though we live thousands of miles apart from each other. And I think it's okay to believe that family belong to each other. In fact, here is a quote that I came across once that I thought was very beautiful. Call it a clan, call it a network, call it a tribe, call it a family. Whatever you call it, whoever you are, you need one. That's right. We need community. But above all, I believe we need our Creator. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you might be someone's wife, someone's husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, daughter, son, brother, sister. I can go on. But first and foremost, you are God's son and daughter, and you belong to Him. I want you to turn to someone again, someone different this time, and ask them again, who do you belong to? See if your answer has changed. Papa, I think you have a word to come here. It's a daughter, ne? The way you live your life will show whom you belong to. Jesus says that if we love others like He does, it will show that we belong to Him. Now, did you know that to love others, when Jesus said it, wasn't actually a new commandment? He said it's new, but actually, if you look in the Old Testament, in Leviticus 19, the Lord already gave a command where He said, don't seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. But to love others as much as Jesus loved them, that was revolutionary. That was new. Now we are to love others based on Jesus' sacrificial love for us. Jesus was a living example of God's love, and now we are to be living examples of Jesus' love. When others look at our church, do you think they will see a divided or a united fellowship of people? Do you think that they will know that we belong to Jesus because of our love for one another? Love is more than simply warm feelings. It's an attitude that reveals itself in action. And so, it's time to get a bit active. I need 5 volunteers, young or old, it doesn't matter. Come on, Bethany, Matthew, 1, 2, 3, 4, Callum, yes. Abby, 1 more person, come on, Bradley, I feel like it's all the children that we've got today. No, Matthew, you need to be around because someone's going to come and get something from you, Madeline. Now, thank you for that fine example of flossing. Not the right time now. around the church, hidden today, are 5 pieces of wood. And on each of the pieces of wood are written, hold on before you go, are written a way of loving others as Jesus loves us. But in order to find the pieces of wood, you first need to find someone with a clothes peg like this, with a heart on it. And now what you're going to do is find that person, and then in order to get the piece of wood from them, you have to do something kind. So something that you show love. It could be, you can choose. You can give them a hug, or you can tell them something kind, or you can promise to serve them some coffee or tea after the service today. All right? Go and find our 5 wooden pegs with hearts on them. Matthew, did you find one? If you found one, well done. You bring it here. Thank you. Yeah, he need. That's right, but he needed to find it. Do you know what? A kind thing for her would be if you put the peg back. But thank you for bringing this. Have we got our other pieces? You found Elaine, yes. Did someone find? Bring them and let's see. Maybe you can read out what it says on them. Let's get the mic. Come up on the stage. Okay, you read that one that you found. These are, have you not found one yet? There's someone maybe at the back. Oh, Bethany's found. Oh, I know someone who hasn't been found, Bradley. Bradley, come this way, around here, and then look for Barbie dolls. Someone who... Have you got it, Bradley? There you go. And now bring the piece of wood. Okay, now you guys can come and read what it says on each one. What does it say? It starts on this side. Devoting.
Devoting energy to others' welfare rather than our own.
Devoting energy to others' welfare rather than our own. That's one way of loving like Jesus. Matthew?
Laying down my life.
That's right. That could mean, for some people, it means physically having to lay down their lives for their faith, or just figuratively laying down our lives. Do you want to turn around so people see?
Giving when it hurts.
That's right. Giving when it hurts.
Helping others when it's not
convenient.
Convenient.
Bethany, you got the big one.
For giving others who have hurt us without willing, fighting or back.
Well done. That's right. Forgiving others who have hurt us without complaining or fighting back. Well done, guys. You can hold on to your peg and your piece of wood, please. Now, I'll give you another one in a bit. These kinds of ways of love, as you may have heard, are not easy. In fact, they're very hard to do. And that's why people notice when you do it. And that's why they will know you are empowered by a supernatural source. You can't do that out of your own strength. I'm going to show, we're going to watch a little video clip from a movie called Fireproof, which is an American Christian movie, and you may have seen it or not, but I really appreciate this movie. And just to explain a little bit before we watch it, there's a man and a woman called Caleb and Catherine Holt. 7 years into marriage, it's starting to spiral down to the point where the divorce seemed like the only option to both of them. Caleb and his father, John, then take a walk to discuss how frustrated Caleb is with his wife. 20 days earlier, Caleb had embarked upon a 40-day marriage restoration project suggested by his father. And even though he has done everything to the best of his ability, his wife continues to ignore his attempts at reconciliation. Let's watch the conversation between him and his dad.
Caleb, if I were to ask you why you're so frustrated with Catherine, what would you say?
She's stubborn. She makes everything difficult for me. She's ungrateful. She's constantly griping about something.
Has she thanked you for anything you've done the last 20 days?
No! And you'd think after I wash the car, I change the oil, do the dishes, clean the house, that she would try to show me a little bit of gratitude.
But she doesn't. In fact, when I come home, she makes me feel like I'm an enemy. I'm not even welcome in my own home, Dad. That is what really ticks me off.
Dad, for the last 3 weeks, I have bent over backwards for her. I have tried to demonstrate that I still care about this relationship. I bought her flowers, which she threw away. I have taken her insults and her sarcasm, but last night was it. I made dinner for her. I did everything I could to demonstrate that I care about her, to show value for her, and she spat in my face. She does not deserve this, Dad. I am not doing it anymore. How am I supposed to show love to somebody over and over and over who constantly rejects me?
That's a good question.
Dad, that is not what I'm doing.
Isn't it?
No. Dad, that is not what this is about.
Son, you just asked me. How can someone show love over and over again when they're constantly rejected? Caleb, the answer is, you can't love her because you can't give her what you don't have. I couldn't truly love your mother until I understood what love really was. It's not because I get some reward out of it. I've now made a decision to love your mother, whether she deserves it or not. Son, God loves you even though you don't deserve it. Even though you've rejected him, spat in his face. God sent Jesus to die on the cross and take the punishment for your sin because he loves you. The cross was offensive to me until I came to it. But what I did, Jesus Christ changed my life. That's when I truly began to love your mom. Son, I can't settle this for you. This is between you and the Lord. But I love you too much not to tell you the truth. Can't you see that you need him? Can't you see that you need his forgiveness?
Yes.
Until we understand God's love for us and receive it, we will never be able to give it away. Because I belong to Jesus, I can love others with his love. For one last time, I want you to turn to someone next to you or near you, and instead of asking them the question, I want you to say with all of your heart the following words: because I belong to Jesus, I can love others with his love. Let's do that for each other. And lastly, may you know that doing what God has asked us to do, in other words, obeying him, is one of the best ways to show him that we love him. Let me pray for us to end. Father God, we need you. You are love. Thank you for loving us every day, yesterday, today, tomorrow. Come fill us with your spirit again so we can love others with your love. In Jesus' name, amen.